Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Mike. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Luke 7, 11 to 15. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. Luke 7, 11 to 15. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in the word or phrases that you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, take a moment in your own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through his word. Consider now how we practice Luke 7, 11 to 15 in our everyday living. How is this passage of scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way that you can apply this word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive his refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.